In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, today we have the celebration of the resurrection of Lazarus. Lazarus was a brother of Mary and Martha, whom the Lord loved very much and attended and came to their house many times. And as the Lord is away from their place, all of a sudden he tells the disciples that Lazarus had went to sleep. And the disciples said, well, if he went to sleep, that means he's going to get well, because they knew that he was sick. And but the Lord had spoken not about him going to sleep, and as people go to sleep, but sleeping, he told them openly. He said, Lazarus, our friend, died. And then Thomas, the apostle, says, let's go also. The Lord says, let's go over there and we will wake him up. And the apostle tells him, let's we go too, and we die with him. Because just a little while, the Jews wanted to stone the Lord because they considered that he was saying blasphemies. My beloved, the Lord tarried for a couple more days before he had left, and then he went. And as he was approaching the place, Martha had met him and bowed down to him and said, oh, only Lord, if you would have been here, my brother would not have died. But the Lord comforted her and said, you believe that he will be resurrected? And she said, yes, and the resurrection of everybody at the end. And the Lord said, I am a resurrection. And he had told her that he is going to be resurrected. And she sends for her sister, and the sister runs over, and of course the Jews that were mourning together with her, and when she saw her, rushed out, and they figured that she went to the grave to cry at the grave, and they went with her. And the Lord comes over to the place where he is buried, and he tells Martha that let them take away the stone. Was this big stone was placed on the grave site. And the Martha said to him, but Lord, he already stinketh, because he was already started to decay. It's been 4 days that he's been in the grave. And but of course they still listened to him, and he said a little prayer thanking the Father for always listening to him. And then he, once the stone was taken off, and then the Lord just tells Lazarus, come out. And Lazarus comes out, all then wound up in the linen, as they used to do, and miraculously he was able to walk like that. And the Lord says, I loosen them up and let him walk. And he has resurrected them, and the Lazarus. And of course that the people saw that, and that was in a sense like the clincher that they wanted him to now to make him their king, because he was able to do all kinds of miracles, and including resurrect not only those who just died as some prophets did, but resurrected somebody that was already decaying. And so the Lord had shown his power as the Almighty God, that there is nothing that he cannot do. And you and me, we have to feel many times that we have died spiritually, and we are stinking through the passions, and we need our Lord to resurrect us. And if we cry out to him, and we believe that he is all-powerful, and we know that he can resurrect us. He will do so. He will resurrect us as he resurrected Lazarus and bring us back to the spiritual livelihood. My beloved, let's cry out to the Lord. Let's not waste any more time. Let's cry out and ask the Lord to help and to resurrect us. The biggest problem why we don't do it, because our pride doesn't let us think that we are in such a bad shape. We figure that we're not that dead yet. We are not stinking. We're not decaying yet. But there's many times it's only our own pride that doesn't allow us to see how bad we are. Father, are you telling us that we're all so bad? No, I'm not telling you that you are so bad. I'm saying that I'm so bad and I need the resurrection. And I've been trying to understand the teachings of the church. The church is telling us, and they said that, as Saint Paul has said, that the Lord came to save sinners, of whom I am the chief. And I believe that, and you should believe that too. Every one of us should believe that we are the greatest sinners. If we are, then that means we are spiritually, of course, dead. Then we need the Lord's help to resurrect us. So let's cry out to him. Let's come down from our high horses and let's understand, because we do get anger and because we get irritated, because we lose sight of our Lord and we allow the body to rule us, and we're not fulfilling God's commandment in love. We don't remember our Lord. We don't love him as we should, and we don't love our neighbors as we should. We haven't even learned to really love our soul, the eternal soul. We're taking care of too much of our body and not thinking of our soul. The soul needs the life, and which can get only through the grace of God, through God, and God will resist the proud. So let's humble ourselves and ask the Lord to resurrect us as he did was it, so that we can really start looking forward for that day when the Lord will tell us, well, it's time for you now to sleep temporarily until the last resurrection of everybody else. And then we will be united with our soul again and be able to rejoice with eternity and with our Lord. It's only on the condition that we were able to be resurrected here and learn to love our Lord. Amen.